perfect, nothing to rearrange. Sometimes you just get a feeling like you need some kind of change. No matter what the odds are this time, nothing's gonna stand in my way. This flame in my heart, like a long lost friend, gives every dark street a light at the end. Standing tall on the wings of my dream, rise and fall on the wings of my dream. The rain and thunder, the wind and haze, I'm bound for better days. Nothing's gonna stop me now.
Cousin, hold on to your pants and fasten your neck brace, because I'm gonna show you something that's gonna make your head spin like Linda Blair. Look.
New watch?
No, more than a new watch, it's a Rolex with solid quartz crystal and genuine Swiss movements, and if you look at it in a certain light, you can see up your nose.
Donkey, Rolexes are very expensive.
Well, I guess I really stepped in something good this time.
Yeah, let me take a look at it.
No, no.
Come on, let me see
your
watch.
No, I don't think so.
Well, why not?
Well, why look at my watch when you can look at your own watch? Yes, Cousin Larry Appleton, your very own watch! Tell us about it, Balky.
Well, Balky, it's a Rolex with solid quartz crystal and genuine Swiss movement, automatic day and date display. Promotional consideration by Bartholomew of Meatballs. Back to you, Cousin.
This is a Rolex, all right. Oh, the stem came off. And the crystal. In the back. Is this a kit? Where'd you buy this?
From Leon.
Leon? Who is Leon?
Leon, the human discount department store. All of the merchandise, none of the parking problems. I meet him in the hall after night school.
And I bet he gave you a good deal, right?
Well, you can say that again. He let me have it for $38.95.
Balky, Leon is a crook. These watches are counterfeit. You've been ripped off.
Wait a minute. Are you saying that Leon is a crook and that these watches are counterfeit and that I've been ripped off?
Yes.
What's your point?
My point is, first thing tomorrow morning, we are going down to the police and tell them about this Leon. You didn't buy any more watches from him, did you?
Well, of course not. Don't be ridiculous. I just bought Marianne this priceless pearl necklace. Leon said it used to belong to Elvis Presley.
Going to the police department was a complete waste of time.
Let me guess. You're upset.
We're more than upset. We're really upset.
What's wrong?
I'll tell you what's wrong. I'll tell you what's wrong. Tell her, cousin.
Hey, A scam artist sold Balky two phony watches and a necklace of no value whatsoever, so we went to the police, and quite frankly, they were no help at all.
They said, don't call us, we'll call us.
The police department is incompetent, inefficient, and stinks on ice.
My husband is on the police department.
I wasn't finished. They're also overworked, underpaid, and unappreciated.
Don't kiss up, baby.
Can't your husband help us?
Well, he could, but he's in homicide.
Well, when he gets back, can he give us a call?
You see, honey, a homicide isn't a place. It's a... I'll give him the message.
Well, nothing to be done. I guess Princess Di is cast. No use crying over spilled curd.
It's just not right. Hoodlums operating out in the open, taking advantage of the little people.
I know. Little guys like us, we can't do Baba Sticky.
Wait a minute. What am I thinking of?
Is it the number between 1 and 10?
Good guess, but no.
12?
No.
Is it bigger than a head cheese?
All right, Balky, just let me tell you what I'm thinking. I'm thinking we work for the most powerful newspaper in the city, and we're wondering what to do about a measly scam artist?
That's what you were thinking? How is a person supposed to guess that?
Balky, I'm a reporter. We can expose Leon. We can infiltrate the whole operation. We can put those guys out of business.
Let me get this straight. You and I, two complete amateurs, are going to go down and fool people who make their living fooling people.
Right.
I don't think so.
Come on, Balky. We have certain advantages. We have the element of surprise.
You're right. Even we don't know what we're doing.
I know what I'm doing. I've already figured out a plan. You introduce me to Leon as a big-time player, a mover, and a shaker. We'll tell him we want to make a big buy, but we only want to deal with the boss.
Bruce Springsteen is involved in this?
Not the boss. Leon's boss, his supplier, will set up a meeting in a couple of days. That'll give us time to get the newspaper involved. They'll give us marked money. We'll make the buy and blow their operation wide open. Come on, buddy, we can do this. It'll be just like Miami Vice. You and me, undercover.
Can I be Don Johnson?
Sure.
You got it.
Aren't you taking this Miami Vice thing a little too far?
Now, wait just a minute. Isn't that a bit like Pa Kettle calling Ma Kettle black?
Balky, this is my disguise. I'm pretending to be a tough guy.
Well, if Leon buys that, he'll buy some of his own watches.
Watch this.
¿Qué pasó, bro? What's happening? Where the actions?
First day undercover?
All right, I'll lose the accent.
You call that an accent?
Of course, there he is, there's Leon.
Let's go.
Excuse me, Mr. Leon. We want to talk to you.
Hey. No refunds, man. No way.
Oh, no, I don't want a refund.
You don't?
No, I want to introduce you to my friend, Coselari. He's a big-time player. He's a mover and a shaker. wait.
Balky. I want to buy a lot of watches. I can move them on the west side. We're talking big bucks here.
How big?
Four Gs.
Three, four Gs? That's chump change.
Three, four Gs?
Try five Gs.
Balky.
Try 10 Gs.
Balky.
Try 15 Gs.
Balky.
Question. What's a G?
It's $1,000.
G.
You sure you guys can get this kind of money?
We're sure. There's one condition. We only deal with the top man.
I think I can set up a meeting.
You can? Friday night good for everybody?
Tonight. Midnight. Right here.
Midnight? That only gives us an hour and a half.
Oh, out of the question. How about Thursday morning over pancakes?
How about midnight?
My thought exactly. Coffee?
Midnight.
Good. I'm gonna go set it up. Don't you guys try and pull anything funny, or we'll hurt you. And you'll never get well.
I'm ready to go, Carson. Is this okay?
Fine. Balky, I want you to carry this tape recorder in your coat pocket. We're going to record everything Leon and his boss say. The recorder will be hidden in your pocket. When I say, let's make a deal, you turn it on. When I say, let's make a deal. Can you remember that?
Well, of course I can. Don't be ridiculous.
Here's the tape.
Motown's biggest pop hits? Are you sure you want to record over the Supremes?
Yes, I do. Now, Balky, we're supposed to meet these guys in half an hour. The money's ready. Let's get going.
Okay, Coffin, before we go, I think I ought to point out one small but significant flaw in your otherwise brilliant plan. Somebody, I'm not naming names, forgot to put the president's face on this blank green paper.
Balky, I have put a $20 bill on the top of each stack of paper so that it looks like there is $15,000 in the briefcase.
What if they want to see the money?
Of course they'll want to see the money. But I will only let them look, not touch. I will open the briefcase like so. Then I will quickly close the briefcase like so. They will have seen the money, but they will not have touched the money. Therefore, they will believe that there is $15,000, in fact, in the briefcase. Now, can we go?
Question.
What?
After you open the briefcase, are they going to grab the money?
Oh, I see. You think they can grab the money before I can close the briefcase?
That is correct.
Try it. Hmm? Try it. You want to grab the money? Hmm? Okay, smart guy. You got a better idea?
Well, of course I do. Don't be ridiculous.
Oh, you do?
I do.
You do?
I do.
Well, what is it?
I have no idea, but I'm sure there is one.
If there were, the Miami Vice writers would have thought of it long ago. Now, can we leave? We have hoodlums waiting.
I've never been here this late. I can't believe how quiet it is.
Yeah. Too quiet.
Hello?
You stop it!
Well, I'm sorry.
Just stay cool. When Leon gets here, all we have to do is make the deal. What are you doing? What are you doing?
I'm turning on the table.
No.
You give me the signal.
Not yet. The signal is let's make a deal. Let's.
Oh, okay. I got it. Now,
just stay calm.
You! Ah! Oh! Okay, boys. Let's make a deal.
No, not yet.
What?
No, yes, Leon. We told you, we only deal with the boss. Right, Balky?
Right, the boss, Mr. Big, the top banana man, the headless honcho, the guy...
He's got it.
Okay.
You'll see him as soon as I see the money.
No dice. We only show this money to one guy. Right, Balky?
Right, baby, one guy. The kingpin. The godfather. The big cheese whiz.
He's got it.
Okay.
Don't move.
Coulson, it's working.
Of course it's working. We're dealing with mental midgets.
These mental midgets have gigantic bodies.
This is Fat Jack.
Okay, let's make a deal.
Okay, by me, this ain't no social call.
I said, let's make a deal.
Hey, I heard you. I'm pathological, not deaf.
Let's make a deal.
Fine by me, Coulson. I want to get the heck out of here.
Excuse us.
Turn on the tape recorder! Turn on the tape recorder!
Oh.
So, you're the big player, huh?
Yes, he's the big player, and he's the mover and the shaker.
You!
Yes.
Shut up!
Okay.
You, let's see the money.
The money? You mean the $15,000 I'm giving you for the counterfeit watches?
The watches that you sell on the black carpet?
Who are these clowns?
Hey, they said they had the money.
Let's see the money. Hey, open that up.
Oh, it's locked. And,
oh, darn.
I forgot the combination.
Yeah, well, maybe I can remember it for you.
Oh, goodness gracious. That's just paper.
You guys are dead meat.
Hold it right there. I'm packing a heater.
A heater?
A rod.
What?
A piece.
Hmm?
A gun.
Oh, a gun? Right. Everybody, up against the wall. Move it.
You're bluffing.
Don't tempt me. I've got a scratchy trigger finger.
Hey, what was that?
Ain't no mountain high enough?
No, it sounded more like a love child. What's wrong with you people? That's baby love.
You guys ought to brush up on your Motown.
Let's get
Well, now you've done it. You're going to have to answer to the phone company.
You know something? I think I'm really going to enjoy this. Yeah.
Hold it right there! Police, you're all under arrest. Okay, you. Police? Boy, are we glad to see you. Larry Appleton, Chicago Chronicle.
Colson, it's the police. And you said that they were incompetent and inefficient. And that they stink on ice.
You said that?
Well, I meant it in the nicest possible way.
Up against the wall.
Pre-dawn undercover operation, police aided by this reporter and Chronicle employee Balki Bartokomos arrested three men and seized a large quantity of counterfeit watches and other bogus jewelry. Balki, they gave me a byline.
Yes, and they put your name on it. So, Coulson, all's well that ends.
Well.
Well, what?
All's well that ends well.
I just said that.
No.
Cousin.
No, you didn't.
I'm trying to pay you a compliment. You're going to be one heck of a reporter if you live long enough.
Well, I couldn't have done it without you. We make a good team, don't we?
You can say that again.
Just like Woodward and Bernstein.
Really? I love Woodward and Bernstein. Which one am I? Joanne Woodward or Leonard Bernstein?